sight, Lord. I give him all glory. Let's give him all honor. Let's give him all adoration. Bless the King of Kings. Bless the Lord of Lords. Bless the Ancient of Days. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. Bless his holy name. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. Bless him, bless him. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Give him glory, give him honor. Give him adoration. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear you saying, Father, I love you. Father, I worship you. Father, I praise you. Father, I magnify your holy name. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the Ancient of Days. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Almighty. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Well, lift your voice to the Almighty God loud and clear and say, Father, tonight in my life, prove that you are the Almighty. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. In my life tonight, Father, prove that you are the Almighty. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy. My Redeemer, You are worthy to be praised. Jehovah El Shaddai, you are worthy to be praised. The King of Glory, you are worthy to be praised. Our Creator, our Healer, our Deliverer, you are worthy to be praised. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you in advance for what you're about to do now. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight in all our lives, Father, show that you are the Almighty. Demonstrate your power tonight and empower every one of us also. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with two or three people and said, the Almighty God is going to surprise you tonight. And then you may please be seated. Tonight we want to talk about the flood of power. And our text will be the book of Isaiah chapter 40, reading from verse 28 to 31. Isaiah 40 from verse 28 to 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. One thing is clear. There is no scarcity of power in heaven. Because Psalm 62 verse 11, Psalm 62 verse 11 tells us, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Power belongs to who? Power belongs to God. There is enough power in heaven to do anything. Luke chapter 1 verse 37, Luke 1 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, and I want you to tell your neighbor straight away, my own will not be impossible with God. And I want to thank you for the way you prayed on Monday, for the way you prayed yesterday. But tonight, by the special grace of God, you are going to pray more. And it will become clear to you before I finish why you have to pray more. There's no scarcity of power in heaven. There's enough power in heaven to do absolutely anything. And the beauty of it is that God is willing to share his power. The passage we read as the text says, he gives power to the faint. If anybody wants power from the Almighty God, provided they meet the conditions, is willing to share the power. And I'm believing God for someone here today, when you are going out of here, you'll be going full of the power of the Almighty. As my daughter said, if your amen is loud enough, then you get what you want from God. But let's look at the topic quickly from maybe five brief points. Number one, what is power? Power, scientifically, is defined as the ability to do work, ability to get things done. For example, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10 to 18, Deuteronomy 8, 10 to 18, it summarizes by saying simply, it is God that gives you power to get wealth. It takes power to get wealth. Ability to get wealth is a kind of power. And Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 verse 38, Acts 10 verse 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Ability to go about doing good, healing, setting the captives free, is embedded in the word called power. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, the Bible says that when the Lord called his disciples to himself, he gave them power to deal with unclean spirits and to heal all manner of sicknesses and disease. I'm believing God for someone here today that by the time you leave here, when forces of darkness see you coming, they will run. The Bible says in Acts chapter 6 verse 8, Acts chapter 6 verse 8, it says, Stephen was full of faith and power, and he did great wonders and miracles among the people. This Holy Ghost service of this year is not just for you to get healed. It's not just for you to be made whole. It's not just for you to be blessed. It's for you to become a channel of blessing. It's for you to become someone who can now go out and heal the sick, set the captives free, perform miracles, perform wonders for the Almighty God. And if that's going to happen to you, let me hear you say amen loud and clear. Particularly, according to the word of God, in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Luke 10 verse 19, the Bible says Jesus gave his disciples power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Ability to get things to happen, ability to deal particularly with forces of darkness, is something you need very, very urgently. And you get it tonight in Jesus' name. That is if your amen sounds as if you want it. For the work of God to progress in your life, in your family, in your villages, in your towns, you need the power of God. What do you need? Now call power as if you know it. And I'm going to give you an illustration very quickly before we prayed our first prayer. Years ago, we sent out our evangelistic team to go and conduct a crusade in one of the cities not far from here. Idolatry was reigning supreme in that particular time. And so as these little children gather together to begin the crusade, the idol worshippers brought out masquerades. And the masquerades began to whip the people, so they began to run away from the crusade ground. And one little girl, not the pastor, one little girl said, "I remember that according to the tradition, if while a masquerade is out and the drums are beating, if the drum should tear, the masquerade will not see the following year." So this little girl turned aside and said, "In the name of Jesus, drums begin to tear." And one after the other, the drums of the masquerades began to tear, and the masquerades fled. I believe that God is going to give someone the ability to scatter the enemy from now on. Now, if you are one of such people, stand on your feet. You are going to pray the first prayer tonight. As you join hands together and say, "Father, the power to put darkness to flight, release to us tonight." Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. "The power to put darkness to flight, release to us tonight. The power to deal with witches and wizards, the power to confound the herbalists, send that power down to us tonight." Send down the power to us tonight. The power to put forces of darkness to flight. We want it tonight, Lord. Send the power down to us. Send down the power, Daddy. The power to put forces of darkness to flight. Send down to us tonight. Every one of us, send down the power to us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Number two. What exactly is the nature of power? If we want to know the basic nature of power, then think of fire. Like I was telling my children in the West Coast some days ago, what is the major difference between a bicycle and a motor bicycle? You know, if you are to ride a bicycle from Lagos to Ibadan, you know it will take you a whole day if you are very strong. On a motorcycle, it will take you an hour. What's the major difference? The major difference is fire. Firepower. Incidentally, associated with the firepower is noise. Where there is power, there is noise. Do I hear somebody shout hallelujah? When in 1 Kings chapter 18, and you can read the whole chapter, 1 Kings chapter 18, when Elijah wanted to show that there is only one living God, the challenge to the prophets of Baal was simple. The God that answers by fire. Let him be God. God is going to answer somebody by fire here tonight. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, Acts 2, verse 1 to 4, when the Holy Spirit came, the Bible said he came as tongues of fire and sat upon everyone. I am believing God that tonight will be another day of Pentecost in Jesus' name. And in 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 12, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 12, the Bible tells us that when a king sent some soldiers to go and arrest Elijah, what he said to them is that if I be a man of God, let fire descend. Tonight, the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to descend on someone in Jesus' name. And I'm going to tell you just one or two stories very quickly. I know we have limited time, as from tomorrow we'll have more time in Jesus' name. A woman came to the convention years ago at Ebute Metta. And after some time, those who came with her were looking for her. And they looked and found that she was at the gate. And they said, "What are you doing at the gate? You are supposed to be in the church." He was crying to them and said, "Hey, help me bring my load." They said, "Why?" She said, "I'm going home." "Why are you going home? We came for the convention." He said, "There is fire there. Fire there. Nobody saw the fire, but the fire was there." That's one example. You know the other one. You know the case of a woman who was being tormented by witchcraft. And she came to the church. She'd been looking for deliverance for a long time. And while I was preaching, her dress caught fire. She ran out. People followed her. And at the end of the service, she told the story that she was looking for protection for her children and went to a certain prophet to seek help. And while she got there, the prophet was busy somewhere, and the wife said, "You don't need a prophet. Take this kola lot and eat, and your children will not die again." She ate the kola nut, discovered that from that night, she began to fly at night to attend meetings. You know the story, so I will just paraphrase it. And she got to a stage where she was now offering her husband as a sacrifice to the cloven of witches. When finally they now began to ask her to offer her children, the very children she said she wanted to protect, she began to look for help. Everywhere she looked, she couldn't get deliverance until she came to the church and her dress caught fire. And she said, "This is where I know I will be free." We prayed a simple prayer. She went home and excreted a dead snake. Every plant that God did not plant in you is going to be uprooted today in Jesus' name. But that's not exactly where I'm going. Because tonight, by the grace of God, we are not here to joke. By the time you leave here, even the devil will know something had happened to you. About 2 years or so ago, as I was talking about these happenings in one congregation, God spoke to me and said, "Son, when was the last time that kind of miracle happened in the church?" Oh, I said, "Lord, In those days we were few, now we are many. The testimonies are very many. God said, don't dodge the question. My question is, when was the last time there was such a naked demonstration of my power in the church? I said, Daddy, it's a long time ago. He said, do you want the fire back? I said, of course, Daddy, I want it back. He said, you know what to do? I said, yes, Lord, I know. And I put one or two things right, and my prayer became more intense. And some of you will remember one night, about 2 years ago, here, when I was ministering, and I invited people for the altar call, and suddenly fire began to burn. How many of you remember the day? I'm sure some of you expected me to move aside. I didn't move because I was expecting the fire. Those who were coming for the altar call saw the fire. They didn't retreat. They kept on coming forward because something told them that's not an ordinary fire. They came forward. They gave their life to Jesus. I prayed for them. It was after they left that the firefighter said they were trying to put off the fire. Now, they told us later on it was electrical fault. But do you know, brethren, that the roof here is made of asbestos? And that fire burned for minutes. Not a single asbestos caught fire. There was no smoke. There was no blackness. Because it was not an ordinary fire that burned. Now tonight, the fire is coming again. You may not see it with your physical eyes, but if you please stand on your feet now and hold your neighbor and lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, tonight, send down the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Send down the fire tonight, Lord. We want the fire of the Holy Spirit to descend on all of us tonight. Father, send down the fire.
The Word of God enjoins us to study to show ourselves approved of the Lord. If you are one of the people who desire to indeed be approved of God in all your ways, and you desire to understand God's ways, then you need to take Christian literature serious. There is a large collection of inspirational books from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, that you can pick and read from. Among the numerous titles are David, A Man After God's Heart, The Last Days, The Ultimate Financial Breakthrough, Divine Encounter, and many more. And just recently added are Time of Favor and The Sovereign Lord. Get yourself a copy. Get extra copies to bless the lives of people around you as well. The books are available at all CRM bookshops, all Christian bookshops, and bookstands in all RCCG province headquarters worldwide. Get yourself a copy of any of the books and be richly blessed.
Set down the fire. Set down the fire. Send down the fire, O Lord. Send down the fire. Tonight, we are expecting the fire of the Holy Spirit. Send down the fire, O Lord. Send down the fire. Thank you, my Father, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. You can be seated. I'm sorry we don't have enough time to pray, but don't worry. When we finish the preaching, even on your way home, you can continue with the prayer. Point number 3. Power passes power. There's a difference between the mighty and the almighty. God is the almighty. There's a difference between the high and the most high. According to Psalm 91, verse 1, Psalm 91, verse 1, the Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Our God is the Almighty. People like Naaman was mighty. According to 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1. 2 Kings 5 verse 1. He was mighty. But ordinary leprosy reduced him to nothing. But there is someone called the Almighty. Now, according to Acts chapter 12, you can read it from verse 1 to 11. Acts 12 verse 1 to 11. And this is leading you to a prayer very soon. Some people have the power to detain. They have the power to put people into prison. Some people have the power to slow down the progress of others. But there is someone who has the power to release. There is someone who has the power to loose. There is someone who has the power to promote. That one is called the Almighty. And he's going to demonstrate his power here tonight in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 12, verse 20 to 24, Acts 12, verse 20 to 24, the Almighty God demonstrates to the king, King Herod, that power passes power. Herod had killed one of the disciples of Jesus. He had imprisoned Peter. He was planning to kill Peter when the Almighty God intervened and set Peter free. Then one day came this king who thought he was mighty, sat on his throne, made a speech, and the people said, it's not the voice of a man, it's the voice of God. And God said, okay, we will show you who is the Almighty. And he commanded ordinary worms to finish him. Do you know that tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all those who have been tormenting you are going to have an encounter with the Almighty? There is a power that can neutralize the power of the enemy. In Daniel chapter 3, you know the whole story. You can read the whole chapter. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace by a king who thought he was powerful. And he made the fire several times hotter. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, those who throw you into the present fire that you are in will replace you there. The king insisted that they make the fire seven times hotter than normal. And they threw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But there is someone whose power can neutralize the power of a furnace. The Bible said there was a fourth man in the fire there. That fourth man is going to become resident in your life from now on in Jesus' name. Some of the elders here will remember what happened. They were youth then. Because it happened when, in our, I think, our first year on this campground. I went out at night to pray. And suddenly I saw a tree. One of the trees in the campground, close to the expressway. And I saw fire on top of the tree. It was at night. So I thought some of the students who were on the camp there must have set a fire to the tree and they didn't take care. But when I woke up the following morning, when I came out the following morning, I looked up at the tree that I saw fire on top of it in the night, and all the leaves were green. No leaf was burned, no sign of that fire at all. I know what I saw. So I was talking about it, and the first carpenter to walk on this ground said, Daddy, we didn't know how to say it, but at night we have been hearing voices inside that tree. I said, is that so? They said, yes. I said, okay then. Tree, down you come. So I called the young ones, take your cutlasses, cut down this wood, this tree. And went back into my office. Few minutes later, they came. They said that as soon as we started cutting the tree, some villagers gathered as if by special summon. And they told us, if we cut down this tree, before tomorrow morning it will rise again. And if it does, I mean when it does, all of you will be dead. I laughed. From tonight onward, you will laugh at the enemy. I said, they said, you will all die when the tree rises again. They said, yes. I said, there is one little thing we should put there now. You will all die if the tree rises again. Go and cut down the tree. And they cut down the tree. If I ask those who did the cutting to stand up, you'll be amazed. They are here now. They are elders. The tree never rose. Stand on your feet. Cry to the Almighty God. And say, Father, tonight, the power to neutralize all the powers of the enemy, release unto us. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. The power to neutralize every power of the enemy, release unto us tonight. Release to us tonight the power to neutralize every power of the enemy. Release to us tonight. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now you're going to pray a second prayer straight away. Get your hands joined together and lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, the power to dismantle every establishment of the enemy in our homes, in our churches, in our businesses released to us tonight. Let's talk to the Almighty God. The power to dismantle every establishment of the enemy released unto us tonight. Released unto us tonight. The power to dismantle every establishment of the enemy released to us tonight. Every establishment of the enemy in our homes, in our churches, in our places of work, released to us tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let your amen be loud and clear. So shall it be in Jesus' name. You may please be seated. I know I'm rushing a bit, but it's okay because of time. Number four, God is not stingy when it comes to releasing his power. God can release his power generously. It's a matter of how thirsty you are for his power. Each time the Holy Spirit came down on Samson, for example, the Bible says the Spirit came down on him mightily. Not just a little bit, not just to have a little dose. The power came down mightily. Judges chapter 14. Verse 5 to 6, Judges 14, 5 to 6, Judges 15, 14 to 15, Judges 15, 14 to 15, the power came down mightily, so mightily it could tear a lion in two as if it's a small goat, so mightily that it could kill 1,000 people with the jawbone of an ass, mightily. And the enemy is fully aware of this, that if only you can get through to the Almighty God, if only you can pray till he releases his power, the power will come like a flood. And so the enemy wants to do just one thing: to prevent you from praying so intensely that God will release his power. Because when people pray intensely, not casually, as some people are still doing, when people pray like warriors, not like ladies and gentlemen, God will release power, and he will do so generously. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31, Acts 4, verse 31. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, you once described your home as heaven on earth. The Lord asked me to tell you, I will make it so again. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here who is going through a storm. He asked me to tell you, relax. The wind and the sea still obey me. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31, hmm. Daddy asked me to tell his partners. He said, he's coming your way tonight. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. Oh, my. I hope you are not in a hurry. If you are not in a hurry, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Because by the grace of God, this will be a night to remember. The Lord asked me to tell you a little story before I tell you the prophecy behind it. Some of you have heard the story before. First time I traveled outside, Nigeria to go abroad. I was going to Canada for a world conference of applied mathematicians. Our Nigerian Airways of blessed memory took off late from Lagos. By the time I got to London, the connecting flight, the British Airways flight, had already gone. I went to the British Airways stand, and they gave me coupons, and they directed me to an hotel to go and spend the night and take the next flight the following day. I got to the hotel, very beautiful hotel, and it was time for food. When I went to the place they pointed to me, I got there, I found that there were two restaurants, one on the right, one on the left. They didn't tell me which one to go to. Well, as a young Christian, I just make everything spiritual. I said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to turn right anyway. So I turn right. I didn't know that restaurant was for those with first class ticket. The one for economy was on my left. I had a wonderful meal. That was the first time I saw what they call eat all you can. I'm telling you, I ate like nobody's business. I ate in the evening. I ate in the morning. When it was time to go, now I have to surrender my coupon. Then I gave my coupon to the fellow at the gate. He looked at me and said, "That's where your restaurant is supposed to be." I laughed. By then, it's already too late. The Lord asked me to tell someone tonight, before they discover that I have given you a blessing you don't deserve, it will be too late for them. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Thank you, Daddy. When the disciples gathered together to pray, oh, Lord. Daddy said there's someone here tonight. He said, this very moment, your joy begins. What do we do now? I want to preach, but he's talking. Because Daddy said there's someone here tonight. He said, the one who once asked for your termination, we now beg for your promotion. Oh, thank you, Father. Where were we? Acts chapter 4, all right. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. When the disciples prayed intensely, the Bible said the place where they were praying shook. The place shook because The power of God came down mightily. And I'm going to tell you a story, because there's going to be a shaking here tonight. And I have witnesses here. I know at least one fellow who was there in the room when it happened, and I know another fellow who is here from whom you can find out the details. My father in the Lord and five of us traveled to Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1979, first time, to attend Kenetigan camp meeting. And we stayed in the top floor of an hotel called Mayo Hotel. One morning, my father in the Lord called all of us to his room and dropped what we call a bombshell. He told us that he would soon be going and that I would be succeeding him. Without notice, he just dropped the bombshell. He was already praying like nobody's business. So we all joined. We were all praying intensely. Suddenly we had a knock at the door. And I went and opened the door, and it was the engineer of the hotel. He said, "What kind of instrument are you playing?" I said, "We are not playing any instrument. We are only praying." He said, No, you are playing a very special kind of instrument." So he came into the room and he looked under the bed. When he couldn't find anything, he looked in the wardrobe, finally puzzled. He was going. When he got to the door, he turned again and said to me, "What do you say you are doing?" I said, "We are praying." So I asked him, I said, "Why?" He said, "Because the hotel is shaking. And we have traced the source of the shaking to this room." He didn't believe that we were praying. So after we left, they shut down the hotel. They dug around the foundation to check if there's anything wrong. They saw nothing wrong with the foundation, but the hotel shook for 30 years. They kept the hotel closed. Until some years ago, I took my children to go and see the hotel. And I saw that the hotel was still closed. Moved by compassion, I laid my hands on the wall and I prayed a simple prayer. 6 months later, the hotel was reopened. Now the point I'm making is this. And you can check with Pastor Stephen. He is here. He lives in Tulsa. He knows all the details. Six people prayed and shook an hotel. That God is still here. And I want you to stand on your feet. I want you to join hands with your neighbor. I say, "Father, tonight, send down your power, shake heaven, shake the earth, and set me free." Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Send down your power tonight, Father. Shake the heavens, Lord. Shake the earth, Lord. Set me free tonight. From every yoke of bondage, set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Shake the heavens, O Lord. Shake the heavens. Shake the earth. Shake everything that can be shaken. And set me free. Lord God Almighty, you are the unchangeable Lord. What you've done before, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Shake the heavens. Shake the earth. Set every one of us free tonight. Shake the heavens, Lord. Shake the heavens. Shake the earth. Shake every shakeable, Lord. Shake every shakeable tonight. And set us free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to shake your legs. I say, from now on, progress unlimited. Say it loud and clear. Thank you, my Father and my God. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. What is the purpose of power? And with that, I will close tonight. We will talk a little more about fire power on Saturday by the grace of God, if the Lord has not returned. That's to give you a hint. By the grace of God, the last service of the Congress will take place at the new auditorium. And we will be having 3 services combined: Holy Communion, anointing service, and impartation service. Going to be the greatest service we have ever held. But what's the purpose of divine power? Very simple. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and then you become witnesses unto me. Not only in your local Jerusalem, not only in your state, your Judea, or your country, but it's throughout the whole world. So the purpose of divine power is to enable you to be a witness. And who is a witness? A witness is someone who can produce proof that what happened really happened. I was there. I saw it. This is evidence. A witness is someone who can produce evidence. What evidence are we talking about? We're talking about the evidence that Jesus Christ is alive. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, Peter raised a man who was born lame. And the man began to walk, to live for joy, and to praise God. When the following day, Peter and John were being challenged as to what happened, Peter said, if you are querying us as to how this man was made whole, he said, the same Jesus that you crucified, who the Almighty God raised from the dead, it is in his name that we have performed
this miracle. You will receive power so that working for God will become easy. If you receive the power of the Almighty God, working for God will become easy. You're not going to save the world by oratory. You're not going to save the world by how many degrees you have. It's good to go to Bible college. It's a pity that God didn't give me enough time to attend one before he pushed me out. I loved the Bible college. I was an academician. But it's not theology. It's not systematic theology. It's not this orgy or the other orgy that will make the lame walk, that will make the barren fruitful. What you need is what? Let me hear you call power now.
There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.